Yeah, actually, not anyone in my family really does music at all. I always sang when I was younger, but only to myself. And then it was only when I was about 15. I remember like that was when like Taylor Swift was first big. Like this is like 12 years ago. And I remember seeing like all her songs and people were like, oh, she writes her own music. And I was like, oh, I never like thought that artists wrote their own music. So then I started being like, maybe I'll try write a song. So I got my parents to like get me a guitar for like Christmas, and I literally just went onto YouTube, taught myself like a couple of chords off like tutorials, and just like made up melodies and lyrics, and all just like shot off from there, from when I was like 15. And there was literally no stopping me. I was writing songs constantly about everything in my life. And then I decided to go to college and do a degree in music.
You make it sound so simple. I don't think it is that simple, because I know if I was to sit down and try and write a song, I wouldn't be able to do it. And then it's one thing writing it, but then you have to have the voice as well to perform it. So the fact that you didn't come from a musical family and then you sat down and wrote the songs, then when you tried to sing them, were you surprised that you did have the voice?
Well, I always kind of sang to myself, so I kind of think I knew I could sing in tune, and I was like, I think I can sing. But no, it wasn't until I started writing my own songs that I thought like, oh, I think I really can sing here. And then I started singing the songs for like family members and friends, and then it was like, oh, you can actually sing. So yeah, it was kind of a random thing. I don't know where it came from, honestly. I feel like it just like came to me, and it just happened really, really naturally.
I always ask this as well to musicians who kind of started off the way that you did, just by taking inspiration from other artists and saying, look, I'm going to give this a try myself. Was there a point then where you thought, I'm going to properly go for it and see if I can make something out of it? And that's where you decided to go and do the degree in music then in college?
Yeah, I think it was when I was about 18. So I'd been writing songs for about 3 years, and I had so many of them that it was kind of like, these can't just sit here, you know, like I feel like they should be somewhere. And I like recorded a few songs when I was younger. Like I never released them. They were just kind of for experience and stuff. And then it was like, how can I make a career out of this? So I guess I hadn't a clue what to do. So by going and doing, see, I went to BIM and I did songwriting. So there I learned all about music business and like all about different types of songwriting. And it really then showed me how to make a career out of songwriting. And then it was when I finished my degree that I was like, right, I'm going to become my own artist and release my own music.
Is it daunting when you leave college and you're kind of thrown into the deep end then? Because you're really left to your own devices and you've learned all these tricks of the trade and everything in the college itself. But then it's another thing to have to release music and get yourself out there.
Oh, it was like so scary, because you're putting yourself out there to be judged, and it's something so personal because you wrote it. And especially after college, I felt so lost. Like the song Bad News, I actually wrote that when I finished college because I felt so lost. Like I didn't know what to do with myself. Everything I felt was just going wrong. And then yeah, I released that as my first song, and I was terrified, like absolutely terrified. I was panicking. It took me so long to actually get to a point to be able to release it. And then once I did, you're like, wow, that actually wasn't a big deal. You know, it's more the anticipation of it all. So like now I'm not as panicky over it.
Yeah, and we had Lia Hart on the program last week, and I was saying to her, because she made her breakthrough as well over the last 12 months, that it has been such a strange year to try and get yourself out there, because a lot of upcoming artists would play supporting roles for other musicians and play maybe pubs and clubs around the country to get their name out there and get the experience, but that couldn't happen obviously over the last while, and everything seemed to just be online. So you were trying to gain a bit of traction on social media and on different streaming platforms.
Oh, that's exactly it. Like I didn't have like my first song that I released wasn't even a year ago, and it was like smack bang in the middle of the pandemic. So I had no outlet of gigging or anything like that. It was all online. So I feel like I've had a bit of a unique experience with just trying to like get it out there. But hopefully by the time I can gig, I'll have like more of a repertoire of songs released to hopefully get somewhere with the gigging scene and do some festivals and stuff.
Yeah, so that debut single, which we played a little earlier on, it was called Bad News, came out at the end of last year, and it's been doing really well. It's been streamed over 5,000 times on Spotify, and it's been shared on social media also. You followed that up then with a track called Me Again. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Yeah, so that was like the total opposite of Bad News. It was like a really upbeat pop song about kind of finding yourself again after feeling so bad. And I remember just sitting down being like, I need to write this like proper pop anthem of like feel good. And when people listen to it, I want them to just dance along. And I think I accomplished that with it. Like I was so happy with it. And like people's response to it were, it was so good. Like it got a good few shout outs. Like I got on the RT recommendations and Niler 9 posted about it and stuff. So it was pretty cool. It was a good feeling to have like that reaction.
It is always important as well for musicians to get featured on those different playlists and get people writing about it and just to gain a little bit of traction, I think, as well, particularly when you're starting off. And you're bringing out a new track today, or it's already out, called Tonight, released today. And people I can see on social media loving it at the moment. So this one just kind of happened a little bit out of the blue.
Yes, so I wasn't initially planning on releasing this one because at the moment I'm working on writing an EP, because so far I've just been like releasing singles, and this one was just one that I'd written when I was actually younger, and I recorded it about 2 years ago, and it's just been sitting there. And I do like the song a lot, but I like was really hemming and hawing about getting it out or not, so I just thought, why not? You know, I'm not gigging, I'm not doing anything, and it's sitting there, so I may as well throw it out as a surprise while I'm like sitting writing other songs, and see what happens with it. So just to get, you know, more content out there.
We're told as well that it tells a story of self-doubt and sadness. So the lyrics are a little bit sad, but the music makes up for that. And it's fantastic. It was produced by John Doherty of Little Hours and also Tully Guns. So how did you get involved with those guys?
Yeah, so I actually went to college with John, and Tully was one of my lecturers. And after college, I just remember I was talking to Tully and I was saying to him, I have all these songs and I need like someone to work with me with like more pop music. And he was like, well, me and John have been working together if you want to like have a go of trying to collaborate with us and stuff. So I had already had the song like fully written. Like all of my songs would be like fully written on the guitar. So I basically brought it to them with like a load of reference tracks of what I wanted it to be produced like. And we did it in about 2 days, like it was like just about two sessions together, and had the song like fully done. And that was it. It just like we worked really, really well together. They knew exactly what I wanted with like, you know, drums, synths, like they just completely got my vibe. So that worked out very well with them. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll give it a spin very shortly. Tonight it's called, and people can check it out on the various different platforms. But just back to that point that you were making there, you write the songs on the guitar, so I'm assuming they're quite acoustic when you first write them. Do you have a vision in your head that they're going to become pop songs, or does that just happen in the studio?
Yeah, I think I do have a vision. Like when I'm writing, I really focus on catchy melodies. Like even though it's acoustic on the guitar, or I'd often write in the piano as well, even though they're acoustic and it's just the chords and my voice, I do try to make an effort to make like a catchy melody and like meaningful lyrics to me. So then when it is brought to the studio, it's like ready to go, just has to be kind of solidified with the production. So that's usually my goal when I'm writing the songs. Yeah.
And what about going forward then? You mentioned there that you are working on an EP. Can we expect something like that coming out later on this year? And then I'm sure you'll want to get out and play some live shows as well and get some of those under your belt.
Exactly, yeah. I can't see an EP coming out by the end of this year, or probably the beginning of next year, because it does take a good few months. But I do have tons of songs written, ready to go, and I'm just like working on them on my laptop. So that's definitely going to be some pop tunes. And and then next year I'm really, really hoping that the gig scene will be all back up and running and can do some of my own own gigs, and I really, really want to get into doing some festivals and stuff. That would be like my main go-to.
And not only playing festivals, I'm sure you want to get back to going to festivals as well, because it's something that a lot of people have missed over the last year and a half. And definitely, it's a very important part, I think, of an Irish summer, the festival season. So as well as going to them, it'd be great to play them as well.
Oh, yes, 100%. Like, it's just, nothing compares to them. It's the whole thing of like camping and being outdoors and just everyone's in a great mood. And we all just need that back so badly.
Listen, before we let you go, Taylor, and we hear your new song tonight, which came out earlier today, what is the best place for people to keep in touch with you on social media?
Probably we'll have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all just Taylor Mass Music. All of them, all the usernames are all the same. So any social media you use, I will most likely have it. So whichever people prefer.
Absolutely. And that's Taylor Mass with Mass spelled M-A-S. It's been great talking to you on the programme. No doubt we'll have you back again when the EP comes out. But for the moment, we'll have a listen to the new track, which is called Tonight. Taylor, take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.